The day before our first workout in spring training of 1976, Gabe Paul called me. "Now, Marty," he said, "I had a look at Oscar Gamble from my window when he pulled in this morning. His hair is still all bushied up. We have a hair policy on this team that forbids it, and if he shows up like that tomorrow, we're not going to let him dress." I appreciated the warning. That would be big news on the first day, and it was important for the PR man to know what might be coming. "So," he continued, "you have to get him to cut it today. Otherwise, he'll file a grievance, and he'll win it, and we'll have a bad situation on our hands." I was silent for a moment and then said, "I understand everything you said, except for the part about me having to get his hair cut. Why me?"
"Now, damn it," said Gabe, "just get it done. I'm making it your responsibility. That's all there is to it."
Well, this was going to be interesting. In the first place, Oscar barely knew me. It seemed highly unlikely that he would shed his signature afro he was so proud of at my suggestion. In the second, more practical place, it was Sunday. There were no barbershops open. I called Elston Howard, our coach, the first black Yankee, and a genuinely good guy. Ellie was often the poor sap who was called in to be the go-between. Once Billy Martin had sent him to the back of the plane to tell Thurman Munson to turn down his loud tape player.
"What are you, the music coach?" said Thurman.
Such was Ellie's lot. "Ellie, I'm in a spot. Do you know any barbers in town who might cut Oscar's hair?"
"You gotta be shitting me," he said. "He's not gonna get his hair cut, and no way will you find anyone on a Sunday to do it anyway."
I went to the weekend hotel manager at our rundown Fort Lauderdale Inn. There was a barber shop in the lobby. Could he possibly call the barber at home and see if he'd be willing to come in and make it worth his while? "I'll give him $30, I said. To my good fortune, or rather to his, he agreed to come in. If, of course, Gamble would go through with it. I hadn't even called him yet. "Hello, Oscar. It's Marty Appel, the Yankees PR director. We met when you came in with your agent a few weeks ago, remember? We took some pictures." "Anyway, Oscar, here's the thing. You know the Yankees have this short hair policy for the players, and, I could arrange for a barber this afternoon to come here to the hotel. Do you think you'd have some time to get yours cut?" There followed a silence from both of us. "What time?" he said. It sounded like a breakthrough to me. "I think I can have a barber here in half an hour. Would that work for you?"
"Yeah, that's cool."
This must have fallen under the good things column in the Act of God clause in my PR contract. No argument, no debate, just, "Yeah, that's cool." I couldn't believe it. I called the barber and told him to come in. I called Ellie and asked him if he'd sit in with us, sort of moral support in case there was a last-minute change of heart. When the barber arrived, I gave him $30 in advance and said, "By the way, have you ever cut a black man's hair before?"
"Nope, this will be a first for me," he said.
"Well, don't mention that to Oscar, whatever you do," I responded. Ellie came in with Oscar. If he was there for moral support, I had miscalculated, because all he did was say, "I've never seen anything like this before," and he was laughing and enjoying the whole thing. Oscar was a perfect gentleman. He shook hands with the barber and watched the snip, snip, snip as his treasured fro fell to the floor. When we were done, he looked like a completely different person. He looked at himself in the mirror and smiled. He liked it. The next day, photographers couldn't get enough of Oscar, and the Associated Press moved a before and after picture that made every sports section in the country. And my expense account for the week had a line that read, "Haircut, Oscar Gamble, $30. "You handled that well," said Gabe. "We could have had a real mess there with the grievance process and all. We would never have won that. I don't know what you said to him, but good job." Oscar and I became friends that day, forever linked in haircut history.